like Kunperk, Aleph Mishnah Dal. Tzadin is a Eshev Sesach Bar Mistei Ilun Mistei Halavin. One is allowed to hunt. Eshus is like rodents, like a mole or a rat. The Rav explains it's a rodent that has no eyes. Vesach Barim, or mice, Mistei Ilun Mistei Halavin. You're allowed to do it both from a field that has trees or a field that has just grain without trees. Now, the Girsa we have in the Mishnah Shaloi Kedarko, but the Girsa, it seems the Rishonim Haftas Yantav brings, that some of the Rav had this Girsa, is just Kedarko. You can do it normally, not Shaloi Kedarko. It's Kedarko, you can do it normally. But Moed Uveshvius, you can do it both on Cholmoed and on Shvius. And what you would do is they would dig into the ground, and in the ground, like the Rambam says, they would tie a trap in the ground. And the hole that they would make, the Ran explains, was there, I guess, to catch a lot of these rodents. And the Ran says they'd probably be putting food there, that they would come, and then they'd be trapped. And it can be done even on Shemitah, and like Rashi says, because even though you're in some ways being misakin, you're fixing the ground by digging it, still, it's mutter to do this because of a hefsid, because we don't want the rodents to be mafsid, the ilonus, and the grain, the steha loven. The Chachamim Mayrim Misteha Ilan Kedarko. Chachamim say that only the Steha Ilan, the field that has trees, which is a much bigger loss, if these rodents start ruining the trees, that you can do Kedarko. Because it's a big hefsid, and it's a hefsid meruba, you can do the normal way. Umisteha Lovin Shalo Kedarko. But when it's not a hefsid meruba, when it's just grain, then you can't dig the normal way. Rather, according to the Chachamim, you would actually put like a spit, a rod in the ground, move it back and forth, like side to side, and create a hole that way. Not by like digging, but by sort of sticking in the ground and moving side to side. And if it's not Kedarko, that's mutter. You have to change it up a little bit. The Rav actually says Allah is like the Chum here. However, even according to the Chachamim, they also agree that if the Stei Ha'ilan is right next to a Stei Lovan, so normally Stei Lovan, you can only do Shalo Kedarko, but if it's right next to it, we're afraid that the mice are going to go from one field to the other and eventually get to the trees that are right next door. Therefore, you're even allowed to dig normally and put down the normal traps, even in a stay 11. Umakrinas apirtza b'moed, and you can also, like the Rav explains, fix a breach in a wall by putting stones one on top of the other, but you do not put mortar between them. And we're dealing, the Rav says, with a garden or something like that, but not that like Rishus HaRabim can be coming through this pirtza, because if there is a Rishus HaRabim, if they're right nearby where many people can come in, or you're afraid that somebody's going to come in and steal, that you're allowed to even use mortar and cement and fix it up 100%. So this, you can just be makrinus apirtza by the garden, but not with cement. Uvashvias boine kedarko. But when it comes to Shemitah, you can actually build it with cement 100% because you're not working the land at all. So why does Mishnah even have to tell us this? I mean, on Chol Moed, the issue is work. On Shemitah, the issue is working the ground. So of course on Shemitah, you're not doing anything to the ground. So the Gemara says, because it looks like when you're doing this, that you're trying to protect and show ownership on the fruits and the grains that are inside, and on Shvias it's hefker. So nevertheless, one's still allowed to fix the wall on Shemitah.